Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's edition of Healthline, we take a look at antimicrobial resistance. Antimicrobial resistance is the ability of a microorganism to prevent antibiotics, antivirals, and antimalarials from working against it. This then causes standard treatments to become ineffective, infections persist, and may spread to others. Antimicrobial resistance occurs naturally over time, usually through genetic changes, but the misuse and overuse of antimicrobials is accelerating this process. In many places, antibiotics are overused and misused in people and animals, and are often administered without professional oversight. Examples of misuse of antibiotics include when they're taken by people with viral infections like colds and flu, and when they're given as growth promoters in animals or used to prevent diseases in healthy animals. The government is therefore urging healthcare professionals to prescribe antibiotics prudently, and patients are being encouraged to take them as prescribed.
We are calling on all health professionals to play their part in reducing antibiotic resistance by only prescribing and dispensing antibiotics when they are needed and according to current guidelines. We are also calling on all individuals never to share or use leftover antibiotics and never to demand antibiotics of your health provider, who knows best what you need.
Permanent Secretary in the Health Ministry, Sansia Bennett Templar. Antimicrobial resistant microbes are found in people, animals, food, and the environment in water, soil, and air. They can spread between people and animals, including from food of animal origin and from person to person. Poor infection control, inadequate sanitary conditions, and inappropriate food handling encourage the spread of antimicrobial resistance. Mrs. Bennett Templar explains what can result from resistance to antibiotics.
According to WHO, many of the medical breakthroughs of the last century could be lost through the spread of antibiotic resistance, and that previously curable infectious diseases may become untreatable and spread throughout the world. The ripple effects of antibiotic resistance are enormous, and when medications do not work as they should, the treatment process takes longer. This results in longer hospital stays, it results in increased costs for hospitalization and care, and it will also be an increased burden on families where you may have disability or even death.
Without effective antimicrobials for prevention and treatment of infections, medical procedures such as organ transplantation, cancer chemotherapy, diabetes management, and major surgery become significantly high risk. Mrs. Bennett Templar says prevention is one of the first defenses against antimicrobial resistance.
Just as important as dealing with resistance to antibiotics is dealing with prevention, how we protect ourselves against disease. Going back to the simple procedures, basic things like hand washing, always washing hands as often as possible, practicing a healthy lifestyle, getting your vaccinations, and think twice, seek advice.
The World Health Organization advises that antibiotics should only be taken when prescribed by a health professional and that they should be taken till the end of the prescribed time. Even if you feel better, stopping treatment early promotes the growth of drug-resistant bacteria. Farmers and other stakeholders in the agriculture sector are also being advised to ensure antibiotics given to animals are used wisely. They should only be used to treat infectious diseases and under veterinary supervision. Healthline wants to hear from you. Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, Instagram @JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next week. So until next time, please stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.